A Ugandan political party, Forum for Democratic Change, has announced plans to hold countrywide demonstrations ahead of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni's inauguration on Thursday, May 12th, because they believe that their candidate, Dr. Kizza Besigye, in fact won the election. Museveni's government responded by banning not only the protests, but also press coverage of the protests. KPFA's Anne Garrison reports.
Opposition arrests have been a weekly ritual at the Forum for Democratic Change, or FDC, headquarters in Kampala, Uganda, since the February 18th presidential election, which FDC members and many other Ugandans believe to have been rightfully won by their candidate, Dr. Kizza Besigye. On Tuesday, Kampala's military police arrested Pastor Happy Ngabo and 34 more people, including Kampala Lord Mayor Aries Lukwago, at the FDC headquarters for flouting a constitutional court order to stop protesting. Pastor Happy Ngabo told NTV Uganda that he does not fear arrest and that he had been leading prayers at the FDC headquarters, as he does every Tuesday.
I'm not scared of being arrested. And if my arrest is going to set Uganda free, be it. Come Tuesday, I call upon Ugandans to come and pray. We will pray. Prayer cannot be stopped.
Meanwhile, Dr. Kizza Besigye, the party's presumed president-elect, remains under house arrest at his home on the outskirts of Kampala. Military police stopped journalists from reaching his home while his FDC allies were being arrested, but he was eventually able to tell NTV Uganda that Police Chief Kale Kayihura has no legal right to detain him without charge.
How can Kayihura say, we shall not allow him now to move? Impunity. Where does Mr. Kayihura get power to detain me without trial? You ask him. From 5th onwards, let's proceed to stop this criminality.
In the documentary film, A Brilliant Genocide, Dr. Kizza Besigye told Australian filmmaker Ebony Atlanta Butler that Museveni is in control of every aspect of Uganda's government, including the electoral process.
At the end of the day, all power belongs to the president. He's the one who appoints the electoral commission. He has power to dismiss any or all members of the commission whenever he feels like, without consulting anybody. You have the military pervasive in the whole political processes. You have the president having a free hand to raid the central bank and take out whatever amount of money he needs to influence electoral processes. So there is simply a rule of impunity where the president, who is buttressed by the military, does whatever he likes in a contempt of all other systems of government.
And that was Dr. Kizza Besigye, the presidential candidate who many Ugandans believe should be inaugurated on May 12th instead of incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. Museveni is now in his 30th year in power. He is a long-standing ally of the United States, and Ugandan soldiers have served under U.S. command in Somalia, Mali, Darfur, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and even in Iraq and Afghanistan. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.